Okay, welcome to our pre-show here. This is the 16th of April, and I'm your buddy Phil. And yeah, man, we're all out of shot glasses. Now, I'm going to do a promo for it in the body of the show, and we'll sort of make noise like, hey, maybe there's some. I think we actually do have another case in where our storage is, which is where this building that I've been telling you about that we're selling. It's not a building. We're not selling a building. We're selling it's more like a small, yeah, it's a small little building. It's a commercial space that is where our studio is located, and a lot of storage and shit of stuff there. We have, you know, just stuff we use in the studio, but we also have some of our merch there. And one of the things that we found was a couple of cases of these shot glasses. So we have these shot glasses. What the fuck is wrong with this Audacity program, man? It's not fucking populating the way it ought to. Anyway, so we have the shot glasses, and we've given all of them away from the one case that we do have, and I think there's another case that we may give away a few more. But we also have, you know, I don't want to take away the focus from the shot glasses we have on our website. Maybe I should, you know, I'll plug that at some point later in the week. But, you know, that's life. What's happening over there, by the way, is there's mold that they're running these fans, and they're getting rid of it. They had to tear out some drywall, some shit like that. So it's a pain in the ass. And I'm sitting in the office doing this. But you can almost hear the motor of those things running. And people said to me, well, you can't work with that noise. Yeah, I can't. Look, I can do anything, man. I don't give a shit, you know? Some people are like, it's too noisy. Well, I know Jackie, and I love you, Jackie. I love you, honey. And I know she wants it to be quiet when she's doing an audition. She's got a home studio, and I can dig it. No, you don't want to turn in an audition where there's horns honking and there's dogs barking and there's all kinds of shit. You know, you do need some soundproofing, which we have. But you know, most professional studios are sort of insulated by the fact that they're in the center of a building, let's say, or they're in a commercial space where there's not a lot of noise. If you're in a residential area and you have a home studio, yeah, you're up against a lot of fucking noise. Sometimes not. Me, I don't give a shit. You know, if I'm hearing people screaming, you know, we're just going to throw it and make it part of the show. When it comes to auditions, that's a different thing entirely, you know. By the way, congratulations to my castmate from F is for Family, Mo Collins, who has now I think Mo has got a regular spot on The Simpsons, and that was Mike Price, who was our showrunner on F is for Family. Mike is the showrunner on Simpsons, and so Mo got a great shot there. Congratulations, Mo, and I saw the picture you with Gary Williams, and so thanks a lot, Mike, for bringing me in for an audition. And I'm just fucking around. I'm only kidding. I'm kidding. I know that there's, you know, there's few and far between. It's okay. But no, Mo, that's great. Congratulations. She's a great actress. She really is. She's Mo is on Fear the Walking Dead, Parks and Rec, fucking Mad TV, a lot of stuff, man. And now she's, and I remember in table reads with Mo, she just fucking put me away, man, with some of the voices she did. She, especially the 14-year-old slut that, I forget the character, but she was a riot. I say slut, I shouldn't say that about 14-year-old. She was a girl, a teenage, anyway. So that's that. If you want to get a look at the shot glass, by the way, there's a picture of it. I took a picture of me staring at it, and it's on yesterday's show log. If you want to go and take a look at it, I think I got to reboot this fucking computer too, dude, because it's not doing what I want it to do. It's not behaving. It's not, you know, it ain't doing the shit that I want it to do, man. The motherfucker's not moving. What did I do? Did I fuck something up here? I don't know. I might have hit a button by mistake. I'm not sure what the button is. But I might have hit some button that is not allowing it to track. It's recording, and it is, but it suddenly reaches the end of the window and just keeps right on going. You can't see it. You know how it'll usually track along the record line? It's not. The record line reaches the end of the window itself and continues recording, but it's not tracking along there so I can see the progress. Now it's just like sitting here, static. What the fuck? All right, we'll go check it out. In the meantime, check this out.